Parsha Shemos begins a series of parshios that we associate with more than one season of the year. Because these parshios, the beginning of the Chumash Shemos, we think about in the winter when we lay them, but then of course we also return to these parshios the Pesach time. Because Shemos and On lays out the story of Golus Mitzrayim and the Geula from Mitzrayim. As a matter of fact, Chazal tell us, Mishnah in the last parak of Maseches Pesachim, that the core axis of the mitzvah d'oraisa of telling the story, Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, B'leila Seder, is Holich V'Dorish Kol HaParsha. The Mishnah explains that we're not meant to just freestyle tell the story, but we're meant to tell the story, the core telling of the story. We add on the Pesach Matzah Mor, we bring out the story with audiovisual aids, and we introduce it with questions and answers, Kana Ben Shoel, and we use dramatic contrast. The core axis of the mitzvah, the way we fulfill the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, of telling the story, is through Holech V'Dorish, through taking the very brief telling of the story, drawn from Parshas Kisavo, and then we expand upon it. We're Dorish. We take these psukim in the beginning of Parshas Kisavar, Rami Obed Aveir Mitzrayim, four psukim from the beginning of the Mikra Bikurim, four psukim that are the first four psukim of what a farmer recites in Beis HaMikdash every year, annually, when he presents his Bikurim, the beginning of the thank you message. The beginning of the Mikra Bikurim is the story of Galus. So he says, Rami Obed Aveir Mitzrayim, Yagar Shem Hashem At, that was that's primarily last week's parsha, and we comment that we quote the Medrash. That comments that Yogasham Melamed, the word didn't come lehishtakeya. The intent was originally just to stay very temporarily. That's what the psukim indicate in Vayigash, and it comes to begins alluded to again in Vayichi. The original intent was that it was going to be gradual. So that's the first pasuk describes it going down into Mitzrayim, and then the second pasuk is the actual shibud, the oppression. The third pasuk vanitzak, we'll return to the second pasuk in a moment, but just to lay out the rest of this, to lay out the structure, the third pasuk vanitzak talks about our davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response, and finally the fourth pasuk, which is the last one, not the last in the Mikra Bikurim, but the last one that we discussed, Leila Seder, talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim, by Yotzienu. Now what I want to focus on now is that second pasuk. Sounds like the Mitzrayim were bad to us, and they afflicted us. They put upon us heavy labor. So the Medrash comments, the Medrash that we recite at the Leila Seder, So the Medrash says, if you want to understand this phrase, you've got to look at a pasuk in Parshas Shmos. Pasuk in Parshas Shmos says, "Havan is chakmelo, pen yirbe ve'akitzurkane melchamenos v'gamul asanenu nicham bano v'lo menaretz." The Medrash says that we recite the Seder. If you want to understand ve'ireo asanu ha'mitzrim, it sounds like the Mitzrim were bad to us. You have to see this pasuk, where Paro the Melech Chadash explains, this is the introduction to the oppression of the Jewish people. We better get smart, because what's going to be if they're going to grow and they're going to multiply, and if there's a war, they may throw us out of the country. If there's a foreign power, they may ally themselves with a foreign power, they'll throw us out of the country. And the power alleges that the Jews are disloyal, and therefore we need to oppress them. And it begins with Sari Misim, they begin to force labor, and they get harder and harder, v'yamaru b'farach, and then the gezerah against, later on the parak, the gezerah against the children. Paro calls in the Mialdos Ivriel Shifra and Pua, says, I need you to practice infanticide, rachmal al-tzlan, I need you to murder the Jewish infant boys. And they say no. Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees to it that the Jewish people actually grow. So this episode, the latter half of the first parak of Shmos, is referenced Leil HaSeder and explained by Yireyu Asanu HaMitzrim. But particularly that pasuk Hava Nischak Malah, So I want to explore what the Ramban highlights in this pasuk, and it's a fascinating perspective, and I think it will help us also to come back and understand what's being highlighted in Leil HaSeder. Hava Neschach Mal, let's take a look at the Ramban in pasuk Yud, Perek Aleph pasuk Yud. If you have an actual Ramban, feel free to take it out, or feel free to look at the screen. Hava Neschach Mal. So Ramban comments on the flow of elements over the course of the psukim that we just described. That Paro makes this argument: we gotta get smart, we have to outsmart the Jews, and then step by step, first the Sarei Misim, the tax collectors, as it were, and they tax them in terms of their time and labor, they tax the Jews, and then he wants to begin to, Rachman Islam, kill the infant baby boys, and he reaches out to Miyados. So the Ramban explains, you know what's really going on here? What's the underlying dynamic? What's the thread that runs through this? Lo ra'a paro v'chachma yo'atzav l'hakosam b'cherev. He says, they didn't choose to just kill them, attack them with a sword. In other words, Ramban is saying, if you're really worried that they're traitors, as Paro claims, so just kill them. He says, no. Why didn't Paro do that? First the Sarimisim, and then the Miyaldos. Kitiya Begida Gidola Lahakos Chinam Ha'amasher Bo Be'aretz B'mitzvos HaMelech HaRishon. They could have incited a revolt. Here's this tribe of Jews, this clan of Jews. They had been invited by the previous king. They had been invited by Paro in the days of Yosef. Again, however you're inside of Melech Hadash, Hadash Mamash or not, but under the previous administration, the Jews have been welcomed in. They were guests at our invitation. And now we're just going to attack them. That would be taken as being incredibly unethical, and they could have incited a revolt. It would be seen as very, very, very disloyal. The people won't allow this. He says, look at the psukim. Actually, it says, "Yomer el amo." Paro turns to his people. He's without the aid of modern technology, without even a fireside chat, but he communicates to this message to the people. So he's going to the people and he's trying to sell it to them. So you can't just say we're going to attack these people. It would have been a popular revolt. So he needs to say to his people, "Here's what we're going to do with the Jews." And even though he could have explained to them that there's a threat, they wouldn't necessarily have sold. So what does Paro say? Aval Omar, and as Rabbo says, as we listen to the way the Ramban is explicating, the way the Ramban is unpacking the series of events in this parak, keep your ears open for things that sound sadly familiar. Aval Omar sheyasu derech chachma. He said, Hava neschak malo. Let's be smart about this. Let's do derech chachma. Shelo yagishu Yisrael. Let's do it in a way that the Jews won't realize. That's what Paro says. Let's be sneaky about it. That's why he tells Bahem Mas. He first starts with the Sarei Misim attacks. Attacks of money, attacks of their person, attacks of their time. You need to volunteer time to work on the public works projects. Why does he start with that? Ki derech hagerim ba'aretz v'halos mas l'melech. That's typical. If you're a foreigner in this land, you have to pay some sort of tax. Now they think of tax as being something that's imposed on citizens, which is perhaps true of Bizmana Tanakh as well. But to have an added tax on foreigners, that was not uncommon, he says, a couple centuries later. That's what Shlomo does. And it's recorded in Sefer Melachim. Moshe Baba Shlomo. So that was the first step. And that was, it didn't sound so off. You know, okay, foreigners, after that they were imposing a mas. And then the next step was homicidal. The next step was murderous, but who is he turned to? He wants to kill the infant boys. Siva, Acharkin Siva Bisei Se Lemiel. This is a private conversation with Miel. This wasn't a public effort. L'haroga Azachar Mahala Risan Avnoyim. I feel like, what was the point of that? To kill them as they're being born. I feel ha'yoldos atzma lo yedu behem. What Paro was asking of the Jewish midwives of Shifra and Pur, which they refused to do, was to kill them in a way that the mother won't even realize that they had been murdered. They'll think that it was a stillborn. They won't realize that there was a deliberate attempt to murder Jewish babies. That's why Paro al Pipshuto, that's why Paro is reaching out to the Mialdos. But the Mialdos refused. The Mialdos balked. And eventually Paro realizes that there are plenty of infant Jewish boys. What's happening? Because Mialdos, they had Yiras Hashem, and they refused to listen to the evil directives of Paro. So what happened subsequently, we look back in the Pesukim, this Ramban points out, after he turns to the Mialdos, then he realizes the Mialdos are not performing as he wants them to. The last pasuk in the Perek Chavez, Yitzav Paro L'chol Amo Leimar. Then Paro turns to all the Egyptians. Any Jewish boy that's born, throw him in the Nile. The girls, the baby girls, you can allow them to survive. So says Ramban, he says this to his whole nation, as the pasuk says. You know, what does that mean? He said to his whole nation. It sounds like it's this mass out in the open. Ramban says, no. The point was, he didn't. It would have been much more efficient to send his minions, to send his sarei tabachim, to send the army, to send the police, but he didn't do that. Lo ratzel tzavas sarei tabachim asher lo lahargim b'cherev hamelech. He didn't want to be done officially by the king's agents. He didn't want the king's agents to be tossing the Jewish babies, Rachman Letzlan, into the river. Rather, he says, La'am, kashay yimtze kol echad, yelad Yehudi, yashlichu sobayar. He deputized the people. He gave the Egyptian people license to kill Jewish babies at will. You see a Jewish baby, toss him into the Nile, Rachman Letzlan. Why? This was Paro's strategy, his devious strategy. In Yitzhak, Avi HaYelad, El HaMelech, Ol Sar HaIr, then the baby's father comes crying to the king, the baby's father comes crying to municipal government, to the mayor. Well, so that they can say, oh, it has nothing to do with us. Oh, really? Yavi Edim, bring witnesses, we'll bring him to justice. The government can feign innocence. The government can pretend to not be involved. They could make it seem as though it was a popular uprising. It sounds a lot like Kristallnacht. It sounds a lot like many of the strategies of the Nazis. We'll make it an obvious. It'll look first like it's just working, which was a Nazi stratagem as well. And then we'll start to kill them, but inobviously. First he tries the Mialdos. The Jewish mothers won't even realize that their babies are being murdered. They'll think the babies are just, you know, stillborn. And then he deputizes the people to make it seem as though it's a popular uprising against the Jews. But Paro was really cultivating this atmosphere of license to kill Jews. He was driving it. And the Rabban says, Kasher Hutra, this is so sad. It has this reverberation of this past century. Next couple of lines. Kasher Hutra, Ritzuas HaMelech, Hayu HaMitzri, Mechapsim HaBatim. Once Hutra, Ritzuas HaMelech, once the king's whip was untied, in other words, once the Mitzri populace knew they could get away scot-free if they attacked Jews. Once they knew that the government would not punish them for attacking Jews, they got the wink from the king. Then there were plenty of Mitzrim who were very proactive. Rachmal Etzlan. And Mitzrim Mechaps Mabatim. The Egyptian citizens started going through Jewish houses. Nechnasim Shambalaylos. They would break into Jewish homes at night and grab the kids. Grab the babies. Motzin Yildan Misham. And the Rabban says, I can prove it to you, because that's what it says in the next couple of psuk, in the beginning of Perek Beis, when it describes Yocheved as baby Moshe, lo yachla od hatzpino, she could no longer hide, and why could she no longer hide? And Rabban thinks al pipshuto, it wasn't even a question of Egyptian soldiers. Rabban thinks al pipshuto, it was that Paro created a situation, Paro created an atmosphere, where individual private Egyptian civilians started doing this vigilante searching for Jewish babies. Wow. And the Rabban goes on to discuss how long did this last? But let's just consider what we just learned. So Rabban gave us new eyes in looking at Perek Aleph. There's a progression of events. And the Havan is Chakmalo, the opening line, the Havan is Chakmalo, that's the stage for the whole rest of the parak. Power is saying, let's do this strategically, with devious, evil strategy, in a way that will slowly build on the Jews, and they won't realize. And then we'll deputize, we'll encourage the Egyptian population, Egyptian civilians, to attack the Jews, so the government can say, oh, it wasn't us. They can claim that they're willing to seek justice. But of course, it'll never happen. It sounds so much like so many of the facets of Nazi anti-Semitism, of Nazi terror, of Nazi persecution as well, in so many ways. It very much the story of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, as we say at the Seder, is recognizing that there are patterns to anti-Semitism, and Baruch Hashem, there are patterns to the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us and helps the Jewish nation as a nation to survive, to thrive, even in the face of terrible oppression and in the face of the loss of so many individual Jews. And let me close by coming back to where we started. The second pasuk of the four psukim of Arami Avidavi, the second pasuk focuses on the Tzaras Hashibud, and the way in which the Egyptians were oppressing us. You mentioned before, say Havan is Chakmal, we said that by Reo Sarah Mitzrim, we only quote that first pasuk, Havan is Chakmalo. So why do we only quote that first pasuk? What does Havan is Chakmalo teach you about Vayreo Asano? Havan is Chakmalo doesn't even describe what they plan to do. It doesn't describe the Ra that they plan to do. Pasuk Yud only just says, only it gives power's rationale. We better wise up because the Jews are potentially disloyal. So one solution is that Rabban seems to understand that the Havan is Chakmalo is a brief description of everything that's going to unfold the rest of the parak. Havan is Chakmalo means let's design a strategy. And there may be another layer as well, based on what we said. I've been Zochotir from Rav Shechter many times at the Seder, that what the Medrash perhaps is suggesting is another facet of Mitzri anti-Semitism, which has recurred throughout the generations, including with the Nazis, which is Vayareyu Osanu doesn't mean that they did bad to us. Vayareyu is hifil. They were meiria to us. It means that they claimed that we were bad. That's what the Medrash is saying. Because notice what that pasuk says. Havan is chakmalo. Power explains to his people, oh, we have to develop a strategy to deal with a Jewish problem. What Jewish problem? Paro invented the Jewish problem. Paro claims that the Jews are disloyal, that we're a foreign nation. To attack Egypt, the Jews would be a fifth column who would join together with the foreign invader and overthrow Egypt from within. Was there any evidence that the Jews would do that? Absolutely not. The Jews have been incredibly loyal. The last evidence we had was that Yosef HaTzadik had saved all of Mitzrayim. What evidence was there to Jewish disloyalty? None. Paro preceded the oppression of Jews with caricaturing the Jews. Before Paro actually engaged in a program of attacking the Jews, he first convinced his citizenry that the Jews were evil. He made up stories about Jewish disloyalty which had no basis. And the same has recurred again and again throughout the generations. And so often, anti-Semitic oppression is preceded by spurious stories of Jewish disloyalty. Havan is Chakmalo, Pen Yirbev, Hayekisirevacha. Oh, the Jews are disloyal. Based on what? And that's what the Medrash is saying, that part aspect of the story, the lies about the Jews that preceded the oppression of the Jews, that aspect of the story also appears in the core telling of Arami Obadavid. Vayareyu Osana Mitzvah means that they said that we were bad. Havan is Chakmalo. And that was step one that then led to Vayanunu. Once they had laid the groundwork by making up stories about Jewish disloyalty, they were then able to go after us. And as we learn Parsha Shmos, we see so much of the patterns of subsequent anti-Semitism that were already present in the original Galus Mitzrayim, and we continue to see, as we describe in brief in Arami Ovid Avi and in much greater length of the upcoming parshas, the koach of the tefillah of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's demonstration of his caring for Am Yisrael and of his total shlita over the universe which he created. I both say thank you so much for starting Sefer Shmos Tayyar.